slides needs a reply from one of the people in the picture. You tell me what you think the person would say. All right.
Righty right.
Isn't the plumage beautiful?
I just say what the other person would say.
Yes.
Isn't the plumage beautiful?
Oh, yes, well, don't think about it too long. Just say the first thing that pops into your mind.
Cabbages, knickers, it's not got a beak.
Good. The boy you always quarreled with is seriously ill?
My mind is a blank. And I'll smash your face. For you, your blockos.
What do you want?
No time for the old in and out, love. I've just come to read the meter.
Good. You sold me a crummy watch. I want my money back.
You know what you can do with that watch? Stick it up your ass!
Good. You can do whatever you like with these.
Eggy wakes. I would like to smash them. And pick them all up and throw out!
strange predictions that clash with our most basic notions of reality, and even suggest that reality isn't there when we're not looking. But what is fact and what is fiction? The matter of Bai Pipi Pai Stillborn Well Lily Lama Split is fiction, but the substance behind it is not. Reality is merely an illusion, but it is fiction that seems to matter most to her now. Und truth is stronger than fictiony. Everything you can imagine is real, but Paris Hilton is fiction. Did get whatever ultimately transpires. No matter which path she chooses, there won't be any catastrophic consequences because this is fiction, isn't it? To understand reality is not the same as to know about outward events. It is to perceive the essential nature of things. Race as biology is fiction. Racism as a social problem is real. And then remember, this is fiction. Believable? You will feel like a movie star or starlet when you indulge yourself in this is fiction. It is, if it is. The lottery pile is up to your knees. The best informed man is not necessarily trio in friction. Joined on July the 6th in 2006, post 12,237. Location between dreams and reality. Happy birthday, Paris. Home, Malibu. A way of life. Reality is fiction, part of LA. This is fiction. If it looks good in imagination, chances are it will look good in reality. Blue Lotus has the real events, is fiction, or perhaps that mixture better called faction. In addition to good cleavage, diamond can be scratched by diamond. Fiction, fig show in. Real life is fiction, but it has always been, with a supposedly winning formula of sans sea sex and struggle for survival. The reality was meant to be one of the surefire success stories. This isn't Paris, New York, Madrid or Moscow. This is fiction. Enjoy it. But it seems viewers no longer, but still the Gorgontorily Princess Diana fiction shrine. Hilarious. What if she hadn't died fiction? No, seriously, what the hell is going on? It's a trick that he uses to smile what he wants to say. It's a fiction, although this fiction can be truer than his true self. It's like a mask. But is it based on reality, or are the memories of those who were there a better source of information? Even here, the line between fact and fiction is obscure. There is that was and remains wrong. It's a lie, it's a fiction, and yet it provided the so-called legal framework to justify a dramatized account of radioactive attack on London, gave a false idea of reality and led people to believe it's a fiction. And a drum well played by conservative entertainers like the pill-popping Big Boy. Of course, this is an entire new usage of the word reality. You know, the kind of reality where kids have magical powers and can fly around on broomsticks. It's a comforting notion to convince yourself otherwise. It's a fiction that resonates with a certain demo. No question, you can get nearer and nearer, so to speak, to reality, but you never get near enough because it's a fiction about fiction, of course. What is that reality? Only define it as a kind of gradual accumulation of information. Anyone remember seeing the documentary Grizzo is the Man Hoon? That's another study in how detached from reality some of these people can become stranger than fiction. The result of that immersion was this exploration of how the show is constructed and what that means about the way we perceive reality. The unfortunate reality is useful fiction. We've had 51 weeks of pleasure and pain from the world of reality. The scene, of course, is fiction. No portable nuclear bomb awaited. The space between dreams and reality, even ones that are fiction, especially if the story is believed to be true by lots of people. Is it a biblical fact or fiction? For technical reasons, independent of our will, some of the pictures can be brighter than reality, even ones that are fiction, especially if the story is believed to be true by lots of people. They are the reality blurred, top reality halls of 2006, reality blurred, will return next Wednesday and later that week, proving that fiction is fiction, and then having true facts from to the argue Gogglebee the reality of its fiction with everybody that something is fiction, while only really proving it to themselves, is what to see a reality actually real, or are that wry reality is real. Of course, it's not on the map, it's a fiction between the politicians who approve of the police's behavior and the media, which is accused of distorting and falsifying reality, the hostility and the anti-exasperation. Feeding feelings of hatred that may unfortunately lead to worst. While the dividing line between reality and fiction can at times be a little hazy-bazy, the question is, what reality is being shown here? What is the definition of reality? The idea that we are equal is fiction. Ethnic minorities keep being told they do not exist. But how much of all of this is fact or fiction? All infants are born knowing the core truth about ultimate reality. Is fiction such a dangerous and depressing place? The reality of this life on Earth is that we are here to remove the desires that beautiful fiction be based on truth and observation, that it should seem true, at least possible or probable. If CODIS is not real, well, it was a belowious fiction, perhaps the most real of all fictions. Well, I think calling her a beautiful fiction, as Taz did, sums it up pretty well, and compromises that traditional understanding and the vision of reality that goes with claims as its underclass rioted. That was fiction. This time, it's for real. Everything seems like a fiction, but it is better than fiction, or maybe it isn't. That is the reality, and we are powerless to change it. To change it. Something that seems true, but that never explicitly occurred to us before. And you have questions from a skeptical public wondering what is fact and what is fiction, what things are fact and could happen, and what things are fiction. Anansi is a spider who talks. I believe this is fiction because spiders don't talk. It is self-defeating to not look at the cold reality. When the smoke settles, examine how much religion and race cause as factor. Because the desire to be aggressive is somehow released or satisfied to fantasy rather than reality. And memory is a fiction, but it's a fiction that's true to us. True, this is the reality, but are too dumb to see it. We should all be worried about, start to deal with this problem with a reality that at least allows for some hope for the boredom dispossessed. The uprising that we are seeing, that is the reality, this keen, I say, irreality, when pop will throw off aging fiction wind, a cold moral fiction only, shorty, and replace it with reality, as well as we see we not look, and now back it, began truer fiction wind, had never see it, explicit fictionality, occurred in click the reality, shy soon, be glorial, itsy, invicti, on real, rarel, pistition, fiction, real, sft, fictions, sishwat, q, c, f, dicti, on, rachas, ei, real, I, q, I top reality of false idea of reality, and let ants to say it's a big word reality. You tie and hose big way of life for you because this is fiction. Diddy is fictition, did donut better of your reality. And this is fiction, right? 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 And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, and this is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? Fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? Fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right? This is fiction, right? And this is fiction, right?
Thank you. Alto Forte, locator in Bertrand's de Born. Dante Alighieri put this man in hell because he was a stirrer up of strife. Judge ye, have I dug him up again? The scene is in his castle, Altaforte. Papiol is his jongleur, the leopard in the arms of Richard Coeur de Lion. Damn it all, oh, whistle, salt, stinks, peace. You horse and dog, Papiol, come, let's the music die. Save when swords clash, but ah, when I see the standards gold of air purple opposing, the broad fields beneath them turn crimson, then how lie my heart, my mind with rejoicing? Never have I great rejoicing when the tempests kill the earth's foul peace, and the lightnings from black heaven flash crimson, and the fierce thunders arm with their music, and the winds shriek through the clouds mad opposing, and through all the riven skies God's arms clash.
Well remains, the rest is dross. What thou lovest well shall not be reft from thee. What thou lovest well is thy true heritage, whose world, or mine, or theirs, or is it of none? First came the scene, then thus the palpable Elysium, which were in the halls of hell. What thou lovest well is thy true heritage. What thou lovest well shall not be reft from thee. The answer centaur in his dragon world, pull down thy vanity. It is not man made courage, or made order, or made grace. Pull down thy vanity, I say, pull down. Learn of the green world what should be thy place in scaled invention or true artistry. Pull down thy vanity, back and pull down the green cask, as outdone your arrogance. Master thyself, then others shall thee bear. Pull down thy vanity, thou art a beaten dog beneath the hail, a swollen magpie and a fitful son, half black, half white, nor knowest thou wing from tail. Pull down thy vanity, how mean thy hates fostered in falsity. Pull down thy vanity, wraith to destroy, niggard in charity. Pull down thy vanity, I say, pull down. But to have done instead of not doing, this is not vanity. To have with decency knocked as a blunt should open, to have gathered from the air of live tradition, or from a fine old eye the unconquered flame, this is not vanity. Here error is all not done, all in the diffidence that faltered. what thou lovest well remains, the rest is dross. What thou lovest well shall not be wrested from thee. What thou lovest well is thy true heritage, whose world, or mine, or theirs, or is it of none? First came the sea, then thus the palpable Elysium, or from the halls of hell. What thou lovest well is thy true heritage, what thou lovest well shall not be wrested from thee. The answer centaur in his dragon world, pull down thy vanity. Is it not man made courage, or made organ, or made grace? Pull down thy vanity, I say, pull down. Learn of the green world what should be thy place, in scaled invention or true artistry. Pull down thy vanity, back and pull down the green cast, cause I've done your arrogance. Master thyself, then others shall thee bear. Pull down thy vanity, thou art a beaten dog beneath the hail, a swollen magpie in a fitful sun, half black, half white, nor knowest thou wing from tail. Pull down thy vanity, how mean thy hate fosters in falsity. Pull down thy vanity, wraith to destroy, niggard in charity. Pull down thy vanity, I say, pull down. But to have done instead of not doing, this is not vanity. To have with decency knocked as blunt should open, to have gathered from the air of thy tradition, or from a fine old eye the unconquered flame. This is not vanity. Here error is all not done, all in the diffidence that faltered.
Nations of OPEC have still not been able to decide by how much to increase the price of oil. Saudi Arabia...
How much time we got?
Yesterday, for further consultations with his government, he returned to the Vienna... This is Ed Fletcher in Vienna.
Take two, Q Howard.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad. Get so afraid.
I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not
are you talking to, her?
CGG, Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, sir?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
Get up, get up, get up out of your...
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lobe!
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell. I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
the
window.
Where are you going? Open it. He's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm...
Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network. So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know.
You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Desultorily.
How are you now?
I'm as mad as a hatter.
Who is it? I'm going to take you into our conference room. Seems more seemly a setting for what I have to say to you. I started as a salesman, Mr. Beale. I sold sewing machines and automobile parts, hairbrushes and electronic equipment. They say I can sell anything. I'd like to try to sell something to you. Valhalla, Mr. Beale. Please sit down.
Country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, reichmarks, rands, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting guilty, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon.
Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. Our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holy company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit. All men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided.